Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Quick Blog Podcast, our IPL preview series looking at each team. And in this video, we'll be looking at the Rajasthan Royals. Sharbel here from Quick Blog, Australia fan and IPL enthusiast, as I like to call myself. Nash, Mumbai Indians fan and India fan. We'll be looking at the Royals. They've been there and thereabouts in recent seasons. Quite a few changes. I think the thing with Rajasthan, before we look at the possible, 12, and then the strengths and weaknesses and where we think they'll finish. The big thing about them was the choice of retentions last year. They spent big on the likes of Shimron Hetmyer, Dhruv Gurel. We're going to see if that pays off this season. So in terms of possible 12 to start in that first game against Hyderabad, what are you thinking, mate?
I'll start with Jaiswal at the top, Samson,
Yep.
just along with Jaiswal, Nitish
Yep.
Rana, Riyan
Yep.
Parag, Shimron Hetmyer, Dhruv Gurel, Shubham Dubey, Wanindu Hasaranga, Jofra Archer, Tushar Deshpande, and Mahesh Teakshana. The impact player is something interesting. They might go with Akash Madwal if they want a fast bowling impact player. And I think he will be my impact player because if Tushar Deshpande is not playing in the playing 11, then they'll swap him with Akash
Yeah.
Madwal, and then Tushar Deshpande comes in as the impact player.
Yeah, I've got the same 11 as you, except having Akash Madwal in the 11 and Sandeep Sharma as the impact player. Sandeep Sharma, they've retained him as the uncapped player, so they've got him at really good value, and he's very versatile bowler, has performed very well in the IPL out of the year. So I reckon they'll start with him. Tushar Deshpande is also a very, very viable option there as well. But yeah, I look at, yeah, Jaiswal and Samson. Could be a very, very dynamic opening partnership, as we know. I expect big things from those two. And leading into Nitish Rana and Riyan Parag, which I think is a strong top four. But then there's, I think, pressure on Hetmyer in particular to perform, because we talk about strengths and weaknesses. One weakness I've got is they've probably got lack of backup for Hetmyer this season. Is he the, to me, he's the only overseas batsman in that squad. They don't really have backup for him. So if he doesn't perform, their finishing suffers, I think, and they'll have to rejig
The
their
thing is,
team.
do they need that overseas backup with someone like Parag and Jurel and Dubey, who strikes at a strike rate of 150 as
True.
well?
That's fair.
It's a good middle order.
True.
And yes, it's an inexperienced one. I get that. They don't have that experience like someone like Livingston and Tim David have under their belt, or even Andre Russell and Rinku Singh from KKR.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be, I don't necessarily think if Hetmyer doesn't perform, they are real in a real pickle.
It might affect them because
It will. It
you need
definitely
him.
will.
You need him finishing well. With Jurel can definitely do it, and Dubey could do it as well. But Hetmyer is the experienced guy, so if he doesn't deliver, who do you
I
replace
mean,
him
it's
with?
definitely
What's the
a
makeup of
loss.
your 11?
It's a big loss.
It is, but
But I'm
then
saying
who
they have
do you
got the
replace
goods
him?
to back it up.
But then say you want him out of the 11, who do you then put in?
Then they don't have much
Exactly.
there.
So other teams have got sort of those backup options where they can swap guys out in even, yeah. So that's something to consider. They need Hetmyer to perform, but they've got some good batting around him. Like, Riyan Parag, very good at number four. I think they got his position right last season in the Royals. They're batting him, usually at seven, six and seven in previous seasons, and getting him facing 5-10 balls at the end of the innings. It wasn't working. He's a very good player at number four. That's a big strength. An area of concern I've got as well with the Royals is lack of all-rounders. I know the impact player rule can diminish that a little bit, but if I look at Hasaranga, Archer, Thikshana, Akash Madwal, and Sandeep Sharma, if those are my five bowlers that I've picked in my 12,
I
who's my
mean,
sixth bowling option? You can
their
look at.
bowling options, all-rounders are Riyan Parag, Nitish Rana, and Yudhvir Singh, and those are their all-rounders. And
That's a
if you're
problem.
banking on those guys to do a job as a sixth bowler, I think you're already in a bit of a trouble.
I agree. So you need your five to have very, to do well, because if one or two guys are having a bad day, that's a trouble. Because, yeah, I think the makeup of the squad in general just leaves them short in terms of six bowling option. Yeah, and that's a big worry for me with the Royals. And by the sounds of things on, you might think the same.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's why I have finishing them finishing 10th.
You got on bottom. Oh, well. Yes.
I've got the wooden spoon for Rajasthan Royals. So
Yeah.
yeah, look, we did say they have good batting prowess at the top,
They
but I
do.
don't think
Their
that's going to
Indian
be enough.
batting stocks are bloody awesome. And that's a big strength of theirs, and they can pile on the runs. But yeah, look, I think Vikshana and Hasaranga as a duo are very important. Jofra Archer's had a lot of injuries over the years. He was very good
Yeah,
5 years
and
ago for them, but is he the same as what he was then? He's had a lot of injuries, doesn't seem to have the same zip. They need him to rediscover that. And then, yeah, the other two, Akash Madwal, Tushar Deshpande, Sandeep Sharma, have got to deliver above and beyond as well. I worry about their depth. That's my
And
concern.
look, I think we sit here and talk about the teams, and cricket is such a condition-based sport, isn't it? Like,
Yeah.
Wanindu Hasaranga has gone for six sixes in a T20, and he has a hat trick as well.
Yeah.
So
Big time.
it's such a condition-based sport,
It
and
is.
you can pick your best, what you think is best 11, but if the conditions don't suit, or if someone like Archer has an off day, I think it's going to be really difficult day on the field for Rajasthan Royals.
I think Sharma going to be crucial. I reckon he'll be used against Travis Head and Abhishek Sharma in that first game in Hyderabad. He's going to be absolutely vital in terms of keeping them quiet, even better, maybe picking up a wicket or two in that power play period. Yeah, but you need all your five bowlers to have at least a decent day. Otherwise, you're going to be behind the game with a lack of bowling options there. So I've got them missing the playoffs as well, and maybe quite low on the table as well. As we've seen before in the IPL, teams can surprise. The Royals have got some very, very good players there that can turn it on their day. But I think it's long odds, personally. Thanks, guys, for watching and listening. Let us know what you think. Do you agree with us? We've got the Royals struggling this season, missing it. They lack a bit of depth. They lack a bit of all-round balance in their lineup. Let us know if you agree or disagree with that. And feel free to leave a comment. You can catch us on Cricblog TV, where we publish all of the team previews for the IPL this 2025 season. We're on Cricblog Podcast on Spotify and Apple, wherever you get your podcasts from. Audio, we're on Cricblog Pod on Twitter and Instagram. We post a whole bunch of reels. Thanks, Nash. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.